for at 60 degrees.
The big news comes first on KDWB.
This is Stan Turner. Twin Cities' Linda Bird Johnson, the older daughter of the president, is expected to come to Minnesota today on her See America First trip. She is expected to spend a week in Minnesota, mostly in the northern Boundary Lake area, but will interrupt her stay to attend funeral services for Adlai Stevenson on Monday. Minneapolis Vice President Hubert Humphrey is scheduled to present 6 awards and citations to the parents of a Minneapolis flyer at the Twin Cities Naval Air Station this morning. The flyer was killed in an air battle in Vietnam April the 11th. ADWB line Saigon, U.S. Air Force B-52s from Guam flew to the central highlands of South Vietnam today to give heavy bombing support to government troops attempting to rout red guerrillas from Highway 19. That vital highway cuts across South Vietnam at one of its narrowest points. The Reds have been trying to take it over now for several months. If they win control of that route, South Vietnam would be cut in half. Details of the ground operation were not revealed. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the U.S. Military Command in South Vietnam says Defense Secretary McNamara has been asked to send more American servicemen into the war in Vietnam. Part of McNamara's purpose in spending 5 days in the war zone is to consider the possibility of increasing the 75,000-man U.S. force in Vietnam. South Vietnamese Premier Ky yesterday issued a similar request for more American servicemen to meet the commie threat from the north. Ky said enough Americans were needed to defeat the Reds, not merely contain them. Moscow presidential envoy Avril Harriman met with the Soviet agricultural minister in Moscow today. U.S. Ambassador Foy Kohler also was present at that conference. This was Harriman's second meeting with the top Kremlin official. He spoke with Premier Kosygin for 3 hours Thursday. The topic of that discussion has not yet been disclosed. Okaloosa, Louisiana, a scheduled civil rights march and a Ku Klux Klan rally have heightened tensions in racially troubled Okaloosa this morning. Police arrested 13 Negroes when Negro pickets and white hecklers fought a brief street skirmish yesterday. 2 white men were treated at a hospital for concussions. Eddyville, Kentucky, 5 persons were killed and a 6th seriously injured early today in a highway accident involving 3 cars near Eddyville. Police said they were unable to determine the cause of that accident. Pasadena, California, U.S. officials claim they were not surprised by the powerful Soviet booster Russia hurled into space race yesterday. U.S. space experts say they expected such a development for some months. The rocket sent a 26,840-pound satellite into orbit. Chicago, a loud firecracker exploded in a Chicago bakery today, flattening bread but doing no other damage. Police say the firecracker was placed at a rear window of the baking company. The loud bang prompted temporary fears that the blast was another in a recent series of Chicago bombings, but police say it probably was the work of pranksters. Greensboro, North Carolina. 17 Negroes were treated for various injuries at Greensboro following a clash with police and white demonstrators. Anniston, Alabama. A 38-year-old Willie Brewster remains in critical condition from a bullet wound received Thursday. He was shot shortly after an anti-Negro National State Rights Party ended in a rally in Anniston.
This is Jack Douglas, KDWB News, bringing you news of the new sports car headquarters, Towsley Ford and White Bear Lake, where you can see the new Shelby Mustang GT350. Hear that? That's high performance, designed and built from the ground up by sports car driver Carroll Shelby at the Shelby American plant next to the Los Angeles International Airport. Towsley Ford is the only Shelby dealer in the entire upper Midwest area, and they have 2 Shelby 350s on display ready for immediate delivery. While you're there, say hello to Towsley's mechanical and race experts, Jim Whalen or Bill Shefsky. They're both drivers and owners of top record-holding cars. By the way, if you already own a Mustang or Ford car, Towsley Ford carries all of the high-performance options. Tachometers, Holley 4-barrel carburetors, gearboxes, complete high-performance parts, and dress-up kits. Available in Towsley's parts department, open weekday evenings until midnight. Shelby Cobras, Shelby Mustang GT350s, and high-performance parts. All available at Towsley Ford in White Bear Lake. Fast-becoming sports car headquarters for the upper Midwest.
From the KDWB Weather Bureau direct line, fair to partly cloudy with little change in temperature today through Sunday with only a slight chance of a late afternoon or nighttime thunder shower. Winds will be light and variable today. High today and Sunday, 82. Low tonight and Sunday night, 60. Humidity now stands at 87%. The winds are from the north-northeast at 6. And the current Twin City temperature, as the Saturday morning report continues, 60. That's 60 degrees. For KDWB News, this is Stan Turner.
That's the big news on the big news station, KDWB St. Paul, a servant to the great North Country.
Giant, giant, giant.
I'm sitting here watching matchbox holding my clothes.
Won't you please help me, help me, help me.
Beatles record from their motion picture Discovery at KDWB. Help! Help me!
You heard it first!
We'll hear the other side of that record. Flip side is Stan Turner.
Sure!
to your Pied Piper record stores. Buy one album at the regular discount price. Get the second for a penny now at Pied Piper record stores. First,
the North Country reports the big news to KDWB. These are the top news stories in the Twin Cities today.
A regular news feature of Cremette's macaroni. Any recipe looks better, tastes better, is better when you use Cremette's. Minneapolis, from what the weatherman says, it will be a perfect day today for the Aquitania Grande Day Parade in Minneapolis. Skies are expected to be fair to partly cloudy and temperatures no higher than 82. That's a welcome change from last year's squelcher. The general coordinator of the Mexican Ministry of Tourism, Miguel Guajardo, will lead the Grande Parade, which starts at 2:30 this afternoon. This year, the Aquitania salutes our neighbors to the south. St. Paul, a capital city man, 19-year-old Fred Duke, is in critical condition at Anchor Hospital in St. Paul this morning with a gunshot wound in his chest. Details of the shooting are not immediately available, but St. Paul police say they are holding another man for questioning. Minneapolis Mill City 12th Ward Alderman Arnie Carlson says he plans an immediate appeal to the state Supreme Court concerning his removal from the Minneapolis City Council yesterday. Judge Luther Sletten ruled in Hennepin County District Court yesterday that Carlson deliberately had violated the State Corrupt Practices Act. Twin Cities weather is next.
1, 2, here's news for you. Cream Nuts, macaroni. 3, 4, they'll call for more. Cream Nuts, macaroni. 5, 6, so easy to fix in a casserole or a salad bowl. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, just 7 minutes to cook.
Since it's Aquitennial time and we're saluting our neighbors to the south, there's nothing like a good old Spanish goulash-type dish. And that delish can be made of a dish of macaroni by Cremette's. Cremette's macaroni, easy to recognize in the bright green box. You can even look through the little window to see how uniform and nutritious the Cremette macaroni people really make those little creamy macaroni pieces. Be sure to have some just 7 minutes from your package to plate.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, just 7 minutes to cook.
From the KDWB Weather Bureau direct line, fair to partly cloudy with little change in temperature today through Sunday with only a slight chance of a late afternoon or nighttime thunder shower. Winds will be light and variable, high today and Sunday 82, low tonight and Sunday night 60. Humidity now stands at 87%. The winds are from the north-northeast at 6 and the current Twin City temperature 60, that's 60 degrees. This has been a regular news feature of Cremette's Macaroni. Cremette's, for over 50 years, the finest macaroni products. Ask for Cremette's. The next news, when and where it happens, on KDWB St. Paul, that's Twin Cities today.
Here it is.
KDWB Instant Discovery.
Part 2 by the Beatles.
You tell lies thinking I can't see. Because you're laughing at me. I'm down.
I'm really down.
I'm down.
Down on the ground.
I'm down.
I'm really down.
How can you laugh when you know I'm down?
How can you laugh
when you know I'm down?
Back from 1959, Jimmy Clanton's What Am I Gonna Do?
Show! To your Pied Piper record store. Register for a free Honda to be given away during Aquitennial Week. First with the hits you want, Pied Piper record store.
KDWB Sports Scoreboard.
8 day games and 2 at night make up today's Major League Baseball activity. In the National League, Philadelphia visits Cincinnati. Milwaukee greets Pittsburgh. The New York Mets play at St. Louis. Houston is at San Francisco. And in a night contest, the Chicago Cubs play the Dodgers at Los Angeles. Afternoon games in the American League find Kansas City at Minnesota. The Los Angeles Angels at Chicago to play the White Sox. Detroit entertaining Baltimore and Washington at New York to battle the Yankees. After dark, Boston plays at Cleveland. Speaking of Cleveland, the Indians closed the gap by 1 game in the American League pennant race last night when our Minnesota Twins fell 10-2 to the last-place Kansas City Athletics. Starter Jim Grant was routed in the first inning when the A's jumped up to a 4-0 lead. The Indians, meanwhile, were edging the Boston Red Sox 4-3 in 10 innings to move to within 4 games of the leading Twins. Dick Stigman draws the starting assignment for this afternoon's contest with the A's, facing John O'Donohue on the mound for the Kansas City A's.
Don't leave your tan on the beach. Reach for Pond's new dry skin cream. You spend hours building a deep, flattering tan, and then what happens? Poof! The minute you're in the shade, your tan starts to fade. That's because the sun dries out your skin and the rich, deep color just flakes off. Now you can keep your tan from flaking, keep it darker, keep it glowing far longer with Pond's new Dry Skin Cream. Every day, after you've been in the sun, smooth it on your arms and legs, and don't forget your face. The sun can dry out your skin, leave it looking lined and leathery. Pond's Dry Skin Cream helps smooth away dryness. Light and non-greasy, it sinks right down in to keep your skin smooth and sleek, keep your tan rich and brown longer. So,
don't leave your tan on the beach. Reach for Pond's new Dry Skin Cream.
On KDWB, the score comes soon.
KDWB.
Get a brand new piece of paper and get set to keep track of those ring-a-ding things for next hour. The next hour's prize is a brand new Jerry and the Pacemakers album. Expect a high today of 82 with a ring-a-ding thermometer reading of 64 degrees. Good day to watch a parade. Hey, Bloomington citizen, there's a big furniture barn right in your city. Two blocks south of 494 on Portland Avenue. Just look for it right on the corner of 79th and Portland Avenue South. Now, it's as long as a football field and over half of the hundreds of furniture and appliances are marked down for the July clearance. Sofas and living room suites, $98 to $166. Rockers and occasional chairs, $27 to $66. Bedroom suites, now $66 to $166. 5 and 7-piece dinette sets start at $37. Hollywood beds, $33. Bunk beds, complete with springs and mattresses, $53. Innerspring mattresses, full or twin size, now $14 to $40. Hideaway beds, now at $117. All color TVs marked down. All sample refrigerators marked down. It may have been on the sample floor. It may be discontinued. It may be slightly soiled or scratched. The prices are drastically reduced for the big July warehouse clearance at all furniture barns. Buy on low terms with no money down. And if you don't have credit established, ask about Plan 7 at the furniture barns. Under Plan 7, you can establish credit in your own name without a cosigner, even if you're under 21.
At 64 degrees.
The big news comes first on KBWB.
This is a regular news feature of Grain Belt Beer, Diamond Clear, smoother beer, been a long time of brewing. This is Stan Turner. St. Paul, the family of missing Shoreview babysitter Barbara Iverson, has offered a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of persons who may have kidnapped or killed her. Barbara disappeared the night of June the 9th while babysitting in Shoreview. She hasn't been heard from since then. The missing girl's father, George Iverson of 1716 Lois Drive, says he hopes the reward will make the persons involved more uncomfortable. He says that if more than one person is involved, quote, one may worry that the other will squeal, unquote. Minneapolis, the man whom a court ordered removed from the Minneapolis City Council, that's 12th Ward Alderman Arnie Carlson, says he plans an immediate appeal of the decision to the Minnesota Supreme Court. Judge Luther Slenton ruled in Hennepin County District Court yesterday that Carlson deliberately had violated the State Corrupt Practices Act by distributing a facsimile tax statement. Urgent to KDWB from Paris, French Air Force fighters reportedly intercepted an American military plane that flew over a secret enriched uranium plant in southern France yesterday. The U.S. plane reportedly was invited to return back to its base in Germany. Saigon, U.S. military command in Saigon this morning has told Defense Secretary McNamara that more American troops are needed in South Vietnam, and the sooner the better. The request was made as the military leaders gave McNamara a day-long briefing on the war. Meanwhile, U.S. Air Force B-52 jets today supported a ground operation for the first time and bombed a suspected communist stronghold in South Vietnam's Central Highlands. London, diplomatic sources in London say Red China is alarmed at the possible resumption of the Moscow-Washington dialogue and has started an all-out effort to prevent it. Peking, using Albania as a mouthpiece, has accused the Kremlin of hatching a plot against Vietnam with President Johnson's roving ambassador, Avril Harriman. Athens, Greece, a mass rally has been called for tonight to protest the government of Greece's new premier. Police and soldiers outside Athens have begun preparations to avoid a bloody riot like last night's in which 100 persons were injured. Springfield, Illinois, memorial services are being held today in the Illinois Capitol, where the body of Edley Stevenson lies in state. In remarks prepared for the services, Governor Otto Kerner said, "This is a world that is better because of the life that he had lived." Pasadena, California, officials at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena have scheduled a news conference for 2 p.m. today to release pictures number 2 and 3 of Mars taken by Mariner 4. Moscow scientists are speculating at this hour that the latest Russian satellite may be the forerunner of a permanent space station for astronauts en route to the moon. The Russians put up their 13-ton unmanned satellite yesterday with a powerful new booster rocket. New York City leaders of the Congress of Racial Equality have organized a march from Brooklyn to city police headquarters in Manhattan to protest the fatal shooting of a Negro by a white policeman.
It's quite a place, your favorite tavern. You come here often, and so do your friends. You can swap stories, get advice on crabgrass, and you can order up perfection. A tall, cool glass of grain belt beer. It's easy. Just pucker up and give a little whistle.
Call for Grain Belt, the perfect beer. Give a little whistle. Call for Grain Belt beer. Treat to first to perfect taste, so smooth and diamond clear. It comes from the water, the perfect brewing water. That's the start, that's the heart of the beer. So give a little whistle. Call for Grain Belt, the perfect beer. Diamond clear. Perfect beer. Grain Belt beer.
From the KDWB Weather Bureau Direct Line, fair to partly cloudy with little change in temperature today through Sunday with only a slight chance of a late afternoon or nighttime thunder shower. Winds will be light and variable, high today and Sunday, 82, low tonight and Sunday night, 60. Humidity now stands at 73%. The winds are from the north at 7, and the current Twin City temperature as the Saturday morning report continues, 66, that's 66 degrees. This has been a regular news feature of Grain Belt Beer, Diamond Clear, smoother beer, but a long time of brewing. For KDWB News, this is Stan Turner.
Bob's the big news on the big news station, KDWB St. Paul, a servant to the great North Country.
Giant, 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 giant.
To 166. Rockers and occasional chairs, 27 to 66. Bedroom suites, now 66 to 166. 5 and 7-piece dinettes start at 37. Hollywood beds at 33. Bunk beds complete with innerspring mattresses, just $53. Innerspring mattresses, full or twin size, now $14 to $40. Hideaway beds, now 117 to 177. All color and black and white TVs are included. Now, it may have been on the sample floor. It may have been discontinued. It may be slightly soiled or scratched. The prices are drastically reduced for the big July clearance sale at all Furniture Barns. Open weeknights until 9, Saturdays 9 till 5:30. Buy on low Furniture Barn terms, and you can park free right in front. Your guess for the gold, or rather the red KDWB Barracuda trunk. You think it's a skateboard. No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Your guess for the red Barracuda trunk. A worm? No, I'm sorry. Thanks for calling. That was kind of a fishy answer, wasn't it? What's your guess? A swimming pool. Good thought, but not correct. And your guess for the red Barracuda trunk? The clue again is wiggle. Like when you get dressed. An exercising machine? No, I'm sorry. Good guess. Thanks much.
Those magnificent men in their flying machines.
I'm going to turn into a flying machine. I'll be part of that great Glick balloon this afternoon at the parade when the entire parade for the Aquatennial files its way past in front of the Guthrie Theater so that they can all see the great Glick balloon, too. Jim O'Neill is next. More ring-a-ding things to be given away. More guesses for the trunks of the KDW Barracuda. Have a good weekend. It's a good weekend to have one. Jim O'Neill today is wearing his brand new shimmy dress over his shoulder.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
54 at 66 degrees.
The big news comes first on KDWB.
This is a regular news feature of Grain Belt Beer, Diamond Clear, smoother beer, but a long time of brewing. This is Stan Turner. Minneapolis, a young bride seriously injured in a car accident on her honeymoon in Mexico was flown back to Minneapolis in a U.S. Air Force hospital jet yesterday for possible surgery at Northwestern Hospital. 23-year-old Mrs. Robert J. Phillips Jr. and her husband of Brainerd were injured June the 27th when their sports car went off a mountain road in fog about 200 miles away from Mexico City and crashed into a ravine. Minneapolis funeral services for Don A. Stevens, a retired vice president and board member of General Mills, will be held Monday at 12:30 at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Minneapolis. Stevens died in Northwestern Hospital in Minneapolis last night. He was 62. Urgent to KDWB this morning from Moscow, Russia's Premier Kosygin said today widening aggression in Vietnam will meet counteraction from the Soviet Union. This was Kosygin's first public statement since meeting with Ambassador Large Harriman earlier this week. Springfield, Illinois, the people of Illinois are paying their final tribute to Adlai Stevenson, the man who served them as governor before going on to the councils of the world. The body of the ambassador is lying in state in the rotunda of the Capitol at Springfield. All through the night and into the morning, thousands walk slowly by the flag-covered casket. A memorial service was held at which Governor Otto Kerner said, "This is a world that is better because of the life he lived, the deeds he performed, and the words he spoke." Tokyo, Communist China, has agreed to supply North Vietnam with free aid in the form of equipment and supplies. Peking and Hanoi disclosed the offer in a joint communique. Paris, diplomatic sources in Paris this morning say the French government is preparing quietly to act as a possible mediator in the Vietnam War. President de Gaulle is reported to have ordered complete secrecy. French officials have refused comment on the reports. Again, Paris, reliable French sources report that French fighter planes intercepted a U.S. military plane yesterday after it flew over a French atomic installation and directed it back to its German base. The incident involved the secret uranium plant at Pierlot in southern France. The government closed the area to aircraft flights 2 years ago. Joliet, Illinois, a wrong-way car on a divided highway near Joliet set off a six-car smash-up this morning in which seven persons died. Five other persons were seriously injured. State police say a confused driver, who was one of the victims, had sped north on the southbound lanes of Interstate number 55. New York City. A New York City policeman and three other men are under arrest on charges of trying to shake down folk singer Bob Gibson and three friends in an alleged narcotics case. According to officials, patrolman Richard Lang and two others went to an apartment which Gibson maintains in New York's Greenwich Village and claimed to have found heroin and drug equipment. Saigon, the U.S. military command in Vietnam, echoed the Saigon government today in calling for more U.S. troops. As for when they are needed, the military chiefs indicated the sooner the better.
When the day is over and you've done your share for the world, then it's time to do something special for yourself. Know what I mean? Treat yourself to something perfect, like a Grain Belt. Perfect beer. Tall, cool, diamond clear Grain Belt beer. Frosty to the taste. Satisfying to your thirst. You know what I mean. And if you don't, you should. All you have to do is give a little whistle. And you get a lot of flavor. Honest beer flavor. Perfect beer flavor. So next time you say to the man, "Hey, this time make it Grain Belt beer."
Grain Belt beer? You bet. How about a six-pack of no-deposit, no-return glass cans? Store more in any refrigerator. Cool fast, too. Grain Belt beer in glass cans. From the KDWB Weather Bureau Direct Line, fair to partly cloudy this afternoon and tonight with only a slight chance of a thunder shower this evening. Tomorrow, considerable cloudiness and a little cooler. Light northeasterly winds this afternoon and tonight. High this afternoon, 82, low tonight, 60. High tomorrow, 78, and low tomorrow night, 60. Humidity now stands at 73%. The winds are from the north at 7, and the current Twin City temperature as the James Francis Patrick O'Neill Show begins, 66, that's 66 degrees. This has been a regular news feature of Grain Belt Beer, Diamond Clear, smoother beer, but a long time of brewing. For KDWB News, this is Stan Turner.
That's the big news on the big news station, KDWB St. Paul, a servant to the great North Country.
Giant, 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 giant.
1.5 minutes until 12. Music already on KDWB.
Everybody talking about the seventh son and the whole round world. There is only one, and I'm the one.